With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know.
And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
He should cut his hair and be less foreign.
Authentic noise from the fans.
Me nan could have scored that. But then again, me nan did play 43 times for England ladies.
Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
You are listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson. Now it's a big, 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 big week on Sports Horn.
Huge, 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 huge week, Anthony. Huge, huge, huge. Bigger than the time Tony Pulis came on and talked about his book.
Even bigger than that, although that was class. Huge. And what a book.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong.
Don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong.
Out of Tony Pulis and Charles Dickens, I know who I'd rather read, and there are way more pictures.
Oh, yes.
and sex. Naughty Tony Pulis.
Naughty Tony Pulis.
Naughty Tony Pulis.
And you can pre-order Tony Pulis's erotic thriller Wet Wednesday on the Sports Horn website. But this is a big, 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 big occasion. Bigger than that. On Sports Horn this Saturday, we're bringing you all 12 rounds exclusively live.
Exclusively live.
Exclusively live of the Super Light Featherweight World Unified Belt at Tickler's Palace in Welland Garden City.
Joe Peckham versus Brian the Fists Maraschino, live from Tickler's Palace.
Boxing on Sports Horn, sponsored by Flamadamolol, paracetamol for men.
Chili flavored paracetamol, because men love chili.
It's too hot for us girls.
And thank you to Flamadamolol for sending us a few boxes as part of the promotion. Ian's been knocking them back all morning, haven't you, Ian?
Yeah.
You know you can overdose on that stuff. It's paracetamol, Ian.
What can I say, Anthony? I'm a ruddy bloke. It's about time they stop sugarcoating these pills. Bloody snowflakes.
Now, there's no hype necessary for big, 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 big super light featherweight fights. No hype at all.
This fight sells itself.
Which is why we're devoting every minute from now until Saturday talking about it. You've come to the right place for all the pre-build-up, all the pre-build-up, all the build-up, and all the post-build-up chat. Ian, you're a boxing connoisseur.
I certainly am, Anthony. Yep. It's the purest sport in existence.
Yes, it is.
As long as the ref isn't crooked, which is sadly so often the case.
Well, this ref is honest. It's Mike Dean.
Yes,
it's
and I think
Mike Dean,
we can all agree that he's at least 50% more competent as a boxing ref than he was as a football.
50% of the time, he got the big calls right. 100% of the time.
No doubt.
No doubt. Boxing is pure, Ian. It's beautiful.
It is, Anthony. I'd love to wax lyrical about boxing, and I will, as we have a lot of time to fill.
Yeah.
It's like a bloody, sweaty oil painting. Mm. There's only one thing more beautiful than watching two muscular men stripped to the waist, punching each other's faces in, the scent of Vaseline wafting throughout the arena between rounds.
What's that? What's more beautiful than that, Ian?
Watching two muscular women punch each other. Should men have all the fun?
You've never been shy about stressing your affections for women's combat.
I'm a massive advocate for them, yes. And I won't mince my words here. I find it an incredible turn-on. It's intoxicating.
Well, usually advocates of women's boxing tend to avoid objectifying them and instead focus on the tactics and the technique. But you are a breath of fresh air, Ian Five
Ian
Ankles.
Ankles.
Miss your words. No. And we shouldn't be afraid of stating our feelings. It's men's health.
Yep.
It's men's hygiene. It's men's matters.
Yeah, I remember when my close friend Tony Yeboah first introduced me to women's boxing at the London 2012 Olympics.
A wonderful man, a true gentleman, a gentleman of class.
Yeah, women's boxing, Anthony. They're empowered and they're vicious and they're sexy.
And so many of you on 75358 agree with Ian Five Ankles, apart from Gary in Lewisham, who simply says, it's not for me. But back to the men, Ian. These lads are two of the most devastating super light featherweights in the world.
Yes, Joe Peckham is nearly 5 foot tall and weighs in at a whopping 49 kilos. And Brian Maraschino would be feared across all weight divisions if he didn't have such a comically high-pitched voice.
Whoa, 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 Ian, let's not spoil the big, 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 big weigh-in. Absolutely not.
Sorry, apologies. I forgot we were only at the pre-build-up stage, not the pre-build-up.
Join us after the news when we move into the pre-build-up stage. We've got the weigh-in exclusively live from Ian Five Ankles' house. You do not want to miss that. You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Start the day
the Ian Five Ankles way.
It's my way or the highway.
Sponsored by Flamadamolol, now in beef flavour for when your chest pains are medium rare.
It's my way or the highway.
Ian, your trousers are a bit rucked up there around the groin.
What?
Looks like a bulge.
That is a bulge. I've been thinking about those women boxers again, haven't I?
Yeah, that is revolting.
Yeah, that hasn't helped with all that paracetamol I've been snacking on. I'll tell you, it really gets my blood pumping.
Yeah. We're back on, Ian, in a second. Remember, you're being live-streamed. Okay, there's a camera, so keep that under your desk.
Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show on Portsmouth. Purely sports and porn build-up.
Welcome back, folks. Our promo VO artist had root canal surgery on the day of that record, but as equal employers, we made sure she was entitled to work if she wanted to.
Sports Horn, an equal employer, putting people first.
Sounds like she's punched herself in the mouth, Ian.
Well, don't reawaken my groin, Anthony. It's only just died down.
Yeah. Keep your boxing thoughts coming in to 75358. Jimmy from Ethorpe says, I've loved boxing ever since my dad took me to my first fight. Aged four, I watched Mike Tyson bite off Evander Holyfield's ear and spit it onto the canvas. I now clear up crime scenes for a living and still love me boxing. Thanks, Jimmy. Ian, so much has been already said about our fighters, Joe Peckham and Brian the Fists Maraschino, but you got to know them quite intimately as part of the big pre build-up.
I certainly did, yes. Yeah. I went to the cinema with them and then we had a game of Laser Quest.
Exclusive access to their world. What film did you see?
We watched The Truman Show as part of its 14th anniversary celebration, which included a Q&A with the director, Peter Weir.
And what did you glean into the men's characters from your time with them?
Not a great deal, to be frank. We had to be quiet during the cinema bit because obviously we were watching a film. And then during Laser Quest, everyone just ran off into separate directions.
Who won Laser Quest?
Joe Peckham on
points. Whoa! First blood to the boy from South London, Seth London! What did they ask Peter Weir in the Truman Show Q&A?
Well, that was an interesting one, Anthony. Brian the Fist Maraschino asked, why did the controllers of the show kill his father to make him scared of water?
Yeah, yeah. Of course they did, when he was a child.
Just fill it with sharks.
Right.
And that's going to happen.
Brian the Fist Maraschino was saying you didn't need to kill someone
to
have that effect.
No, it was a completely unnecessary thing to
Unethical.
Have done. And it doesn't ring psychologically true, is what his point was.
Yeah, that is such a deep question. How did Peter Weir answer that one?
Well, he couldn't answer. He couldn't. Brian Maraschino had effectively pointed at the massive plot hole in the film, so Peter Weir just sat down in silence in the Q&A.
Wow, a knockout blow for Brian Maraschino. So we've heard from Ian Fiveankles, but how excited are celebrities about the big fight? Let's go to Social Media Corner with Ian Fiveankles.
MP done my speech.
I want to give a quick shout out to all the amount of Facebook fans today.
Or the Twitter people.
Social Media Corner.
With me, Ian Fiveankles.
What have you got, Ian, from Social Media Corner?
Twitter, Instagram, and the other less successful social platforms are red hot over this big fight, Anthony. Teddy Sheringham says, can't wait for this, boys. Hashtag ad.
Yep, cool.
Mara Wilson, who played Matilda, has taken a video of herself repeatedly banging her head against the wall with the caption, me waiting until Saturday night at Tickler's Palace.
Cool.
And broadcasting legend Vanessa Feltz is offering her hand in marriage to one lucky audience member. Just scan your QR code on the night, and if you get a gif of Vanessa in a bath full of rose petals, it's time to start a new life. Not sure if you have to consummate it. We will check, but you start
a
new life.
Sorry to interrupt there, Ian, but we are going live to the weigh-in at Ian Fiveankles Gaff. Ian, I mean, this is amazing. This must be such an honour for you.
Oh, it is, yeah. When they asked for someone's house to do the weigh-in at, I volunteered straight away. Not because the money is phenomenal, although it is, but it's because I wanted to be part of history.
Yeah.
Plus, the money does help it. I cannot stress enough, the money is phenomenal, Anthony.
It is historic. The first boxing weigh-in from a residential property. And it's all because, according to Flamadamolol, headaches are 43% more likely to happen in the home.
And they really are. I tell you what, Anthony, I hope they don't go into my bathroom cabinet, okay? It's the one place I haven't cleaned.
Yeah.
I cannot stress that enough. Do not go into the bathroom cabinet, boys, okay?
Let's have a look at the footage of the boxers outside Ian's property. You can look at this on the Sports Horn website, filmed by ex-Arsenal defender Steve Bold wearing a GoPro. It's a semi-detached house. It's Ian's house. Fairly modest by ex-professional footballer standards, Ian. No, it's not world class,
well,
is it? It's not world class.
You should see my ex-wife Denise's house, Anthony. It's incredible. I mean, she has a robot vacuum cleaner.
It's a shame you can't be there.
Well, she's changed the locks.
No, I mean at your house, at the weigh-in, at your house, to witness history, Ian. It's a shame you've got to be here and not there. That's what I'm saying.
Steve Boldy Bold is a very capable pair of hands, and he loves his boxing, especially the featherweights and flyweights of this world.
Of this world, and that's what his GoPro footage is showing us right now.
It is, yes. It's expertly done.
Oh,
The boxers look ruddy up for
it. Oh, they do, don't they? Yeah.
He'll lead them to the living room where I've placed a set of bathroom scales. No need to go into the downstairs bathroom for them. They're all ready to go. And then they'll weigh themselves and press their noses against each other's faces for a bit. They'll mumble swear words at each other.
Yeah.
And I don't actually know what the point of a weigh-in is, Anthony.
But they are not inside yet, Ian. They're still outside as they wait outside while Steve Bold searches for the key. I have to say, just looking at these fighters with their tops already off, they've cast them aside into a bush. They're powerful, but in a tiny way, Ian.
Yeah, very compact, Anthony. Yeah. I shook their hands before we went into the cinema. It was like holding the hand of a child labourer in the 19th century.
Yeah.
They're like jockeys, they are, but aggressive ones. Super light featherweight boxing is basically short man syndrome in front of 25,000 people.
And Ticklers Palace is the venue to watch that this Saturday, exclusively live. Well, let's hope watching two very small men box will get more children into the sport from an early age.
You'd love to see that, Anthony, for the good of the game.
You'd love to see it for the good of the game. For the good of the game. For the good of the game. It's for the good of the game. It's good for the game, Ian.
Oh, it's good for the game. It's grassroots.
And when you look at the next generation, the future's very bright indeed. We've heard about Muhammad Ali, haven't we? Of course we have.
Yep.
But what about Muhammad Baby, a 9-year-old child who's good at boxing, Stevie Silver. He is Britain's hardest kid. He's beaten up an incredible 58 other children in his local area, and his proud dad is on the line. Hello, sir.
All right, Anthony.
58 children mercilessly decked by your son. That is quite a lot of children. That's quite a lot to beat up.
It is, mate. Yeah, it's roughly the seating capacity of a Pret a Manger.
Gosh, when you put it like that, that to scale, that is incredible. When did you first decide to keep count of how many kids your son had punched?
It was when he came home from school and said, "I beat up three of my mates today." That's when I sat up and took some notice. I mean, it's normal to beat up one kid in a day, isn't it? But three?
I didn't beat anyone up until relatively late in adolescence. It's great to see someone so young, so violent. You just cannot teach that.
What's the world record for a child prize fighter, just out of interest?
No, Guinness won't permit any children's records.
No, too woke.
But I read on an MMA forum that there's a 10-year-old in China, right, who's beaten up 312 kids. Our target is to break that record by the end of the year. And then travel to Shanghai and smash that little bastard up.
Well, the very best of luck to you. You keep on living the dream.
Inspirational.
Oh,
from now on, Anthony,
whenever
I see a child decking another child, I'm not going to intervene. There's a world record at stake.
And come on, Guinness. Recognise the amazing achievements of this inspirational child. For goodness sakes, you're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Spread some Ian on your DAB digital radio.
Phil Stamp here. Remember me? I played for Borough.
Anyway, I can't wait for the boxing this weekend. Only on Sports Horn. Stamped by name, stamped by nature.
And we're out. Oh, one thing's for certain. I'll tell you what, Ian. Phil Stamp is a total legend.
Oh, yes. Yes, love him to bits. Oh. Did I ever tell you about the time I went to Stratford-upon-Avon Butterfly Farm with him and Janina?
You did, yeah. You did. Classic
stamped
story.
By name, stamped by nature.
Super light featherweight boxing on Sports Horn. Sponsored by Flamadamolol. Paracetamol for men.
Snack pain. Ow. Where it hurts.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, and we're live at the weigh-in. Live watching the weigh-in, I should say. Steve Bold is with the two boxers, Joe Peckham and Brian Maraschino, and Boldy still trying in vain to get his key into your lock, Ian. What's happening
well,
there?
Well, it's a spare key I've given him, Anthony.
Me.
Boldy always has trouble with that key. Yeah. Come on, Boldy. It's not that stiff. There's a title fight at stake here.
But look out. Look out here. Joe Peckham has taken matters into his own hands. He's punching your front door, Ian. He's punching it. Look at the little fella go. It's like watching a wee jockey punching a stable door in to save a horse in an emergency. Like the horse is in labour or something.
Yeah, all the barn's on fire. Okay. Yeah. Oh, now Brian Maraschino's punching it too.
Oh,
both of them are going at that front door
that
like hammers and tongues. I wish they wouldn't, Anthony. Boldy would have had that door open with the key if they'd just let him keep trying.
Look at the techniques here of these two fighters and the way they're smashing your front door in. What can you glean as a boxing connoisseur, as a boxing fan?
Well, I think Joe Peckham, he's like a little kangaroo, Anthony.
Yeah.
Small jabs. He would knock out a normal-sized person, but he's lethal against his own size.
Pensioners, beware. And Maraschino.
Yeah, well, they call him the Fists for a reason.
Yeah.
Look at that hand speed. He's giving the frame a right drubbing. Oh,
and it's open. They've bashed the door right in. I believe Maraschino did the bulk of the work there. I think that's him
like
on
it.
Points. He's going to have bragging rights going into the weigh-in as Steve Bold follows them both into the hallway. Oh, it's chintzy. I did not expect that, Ian. Chintzy. Yeah. Which way, Ian? Which way?
Well,
Which living room's
on the right. Please don't go into the downstairs bathroom, boys. I cannot stress that enough. Don't go in the downstairs bathroom.
It's a very, very feminine hallway, if you don't mind my saying so. Ian, for a divorced former midfield enforcer as yourself.
It's anything but feminine, Anthony.
Well,
I'd actually kill for a feminine touch to my decor. I decorated the dining room walls with sandpaper.
Well,
so
look at what you're seeing, Ian. It's chintzy. It's feminine.
I see what's gone on here.
What's the matter? What's happened?
This is the wrong house.
They've gone into the wrong house.
They've broken into next door by mistake. The semi-detached next. How the heck has Steve Bold managed that one? He's been to my house in all weathers.
Well, do you know your neighbour?
I do, yeah. A former British Olympic swimmer, Anita Lonsborough-Porter, who actually won the 200 metres breaststroke in Rome in 1960.
Anita Lonsborough-Porter, the legendary British swimmer. Anita Lonsborough-Porter, she lives next door to you.
Yeah,
what a scoop,
does,
Ian.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
a scoop.
She's lovely.
What a neighbour.
She's
what
very
a neighbour.
Civil with me. Yeah.
Yep.
Not sure how she's going to react to Steve Bold and two tiny boxers trampling about her
well,
gap.
Well, tell them to get out. Tell them to get out, Sandra. Can we, let's fix this a sec, mate. Can we just cut the GoPro footage? Tell them to get
well,
out if,
no,
they, if we
Anthony,
can.
Anthony, no, they can't hear you because Boldy won't wear an earpiece. He refuses. He doesn't trust ear things. He prefers to hear natural sounds.
Right, okay. Well,
we've got no way of communicating
with
him.
Well, let's watch this play out. Let's hope they find a set of bathroom scales and do that weigh-in and cause as little commotion as possible. I'm not sure it matters which house they do it in, Ian. It's a residential property.
Yeah.
43% of headaches happen in the home.
Mm.
And I'm sure Anita Lonsborough-Porter's home is the same.
Can I just ask, will Anita Lonsborough-Porter get paid my location fee for the weigh-in? I bought those bathroom scales specially from Argus, so at the very least, I want the expenses.
Well, can you WhatsApp message Boldy, Ian? If you're that concerned about using her house, maybe let's get them out of there. Let's WhatsApp him. In the meantime, let's hear from former Chelsea striker Paul Furlong, who's finding out if it's possible to do boxing under the sea.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, only on Sports Horn. Blaring sports chat 24 hours a day.
I'm Paul Furlong, and I scored many knockout blows in my football career, but none of them at the bottom of an ocean.
Right, okay, if you're that concerned about using her house and not yours for the location fee, we need to get those chaps out of Anita Porter Lonsborough's...
Anita Lonsborough-Porter.
Anita Lonsborough-Porter. Never, literally never heard of her, mate.
She won the 200 metres breaststroke in 1960.
Right, okay, but, you know, it's not quite the same resonance as if it's her doing it as yours. I'm saying let's get her out of their house. It's got to be an ex-footballer, and especially as a coup for Sports On to get her in. I mean, the PR's not great. Let's just get her out of there, or she'll also sue us for damages. Can you send him a bloody WhatsApp, Ian?
Yeah, Anthony, tangent. I forgot to say, did you see this?
What?
It's a jar of marmalade.
Are you insane, mate? Do you understand what's happening here? We need to get those boys out of there before they're arrested.
No, hear me out. Kitty Spink brought it in and asked if anyone could open
it. Okay,
She loves marmalade.
Give it here,
I thought that would get you.
Of course I can open that.
Yeah. Go on, mate. Go on. No use?
Wait a minute, I haven't even started yet. I'm just getting a purchase. Like, hands are a bit sweaty. Let's let me try this.
I'll get on with the text. So what should I text Steve Bold?
Hold on, I got this, mate. Can you just...
If you're struggling, I can ask Drew Fibonacci to open it. Look, Anthony, I can't concentrate on composing this message to Boldy with you doing that.
You put me off my grip. Jesus, is this thing welded on or something?
Oh, Christ, Anthony, someone's coming down the stairs. Look at the footage. Someone's coming down the stairs. It's Anita Lon's reporter. Anita Lon's reporter is in the house.
Come on, Jarkey, want some marmalade?
Oh, God, there's a scuffle. Anita's punched Joe Peckham. She's punched him. He's on the floor. He's sparkly now, Anthony. He is out for the count. She's going for Brian the Fist Maraschino. She's smacking him around the face. Use your fist, Maraschino. Oh, God, no. He's got the fists of a mouse in comparison to the formidable hands of an elite breaststroker. And she's knocked him to the ground as well. She's knocked him down to the canvas. My God, that is hot.
Can you help me with this bloody marmalade jar?
I can't move, Anthony. I've got a major horn going on. It's the sexiest GoPro footage I've ever seen.
Superlight featherweight boxing on Sports Horn. Sponsored by Flamadamolol.
Love being a lad. Hate having headaches.
Thank you, Paul Furlong. So it turns out that you can do boxing under the sea. But it isn't very fun. And sad. Breaking news on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show is the big, 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 big super light featherweight boxing match between Joe Peckham and Brian Maraschino has been cancelled due to injury, with both fighters pulling out in the last 15 minutes.
It's reckless from Anita Lon's reporter, Anthony. She may be a national hero, but she's caused millions of pounds of damage. And it's her house, so she's liable. I'll tell you what, I say we recoup her debt by auctioning off her gold medal.
Text 75358 with Anita's golden debt plus your bid in pounds. Very best of luck.
There's blood everywhere. She's ruined her carpets, but my God, what a fighter. She is... When she was doing that was so hot.
You're listening to Sports Horn. It's wall-to-wall football between now and Saturday, including the big, 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 big Premier League preview show with Ray Leopard and Kitty Spink. That's Nigel Spink's daughter. Yes, it's come off! It's come off! The lid has come off the marmalade jar. Have that, Drew Fibonacci. Let's go to Angelina with the travel.
Oh, my God, she's attacking Steve Bold! She's attacking Steve Bold!
Next week on Sports Horn.
I think all British managers should be like listed buildings or something.
Protected! Yeah. Protected, like red squirrels, exactly.
Do you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to become a manager.
What? Now?
Yep.
Sports Horn. Horning sport from dusk till dawn.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.